You are running as part of a trio, and the three of you had delivered a Republican response to the recent State of the County address. Why run as a trio, and why not run as an individual candidate?
Well, we actually are running as individual candidates, but we do share the common values and common vision for New Hanover County. And so we felt like it made more sense to be able to present a strong slate of people who did have the conservative values and the fiscal wherewithal to get things done in the county. So that was the reason that we respect each other, we know each other.
Are you completely opposed to ever raising taxes? One of your fellow candidates has said, I signed a pledge that I would never raise taxes. Is that something that you would do?
I think that to sign a pledge like that or to make an overarching statement that you'll never raise taxes is just not a responsible statement to make. I think that it boils down to how hard we are willing to work to bring new business and industry here. That will help us from continuing to raise taxes. And we need to, day one, if elected, first thing, we need to get to work on that special use permit. We need to get our name back on the list and have that welcome mat out. And that will keep us from having to raise taxes.
And what is the welcome mat? Is the special use permit an obstacle to that?
Yes, it is. The county commissioned, I think it was a little more than a year ago, the Garner group to do a Garner report. And it has clearly been stated, time and time again, if anyone wants to read that Garner report, that our special use permit should either at a minimum be amended and at the best be completely done away with to get us back on the list of sites where recruiters go to try to locate new businesses. And we just have not done that.
If you could change the travel policy, if you didn't have to get consensus and you could wave a magic wand and just put a travel policy in place that suited conservative principles, what would that look like?
First of all, any travel policy for the county commissioners should not be any more lenient or broad than what the county employees are asked to abide by. But personally, I feel like if someone is running for elected office, that they should be able to, I know this is going to sound a little crass, but foot their own bill. I have to make my own decisions in my business on what kind of seminars and training things I attend because I can't go to everything. I try to make sure that what I'm going to is appropriate and it's going to be the best bang for the buck for me. And I stay at hotels where I can afford to pay my own bill. And I just don't think those travel policies, period, should be on the taxpayer's dime. That may not be popular with all the other commissioners, but it's the way Patricia Kusek feels about it. And in terms of eating and that kind of thing, I have to pay for it when I eat in Wilmington. I should have to pay for it if I'm in California.
Are you saying that if you travel as a commissioner that you should pay your own expenses?
Yes, I am.
That would not be on the New Hanover County dime, even though you're doing the business of the county?
No, ma'am.
Patricia Kusek, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.